This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Let's see. We got all kinds of things going on. Washington seems to be exploding, and they're rallying around the prosecution of Flynn. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing to watch this whole thing play out with Flynn, because it's giving it a up-to-speed business here, you know. You've got this unmasking stuff that's coming out. It's just like all over the place. I mean, it is absolutely incredible what has been going on. Samantha Power, we talked about her. She's one of the biggest of the unmaskers out there. Obama, Biden, all the usual suspects you would think in the latter days of the Obama administration. Unmasking everybody, just everybody. And, of course, the situation has just not gone well for the Obama folks, because it's clearly pointing to criminal behavior. And that's something that everybody kind of recognizes. I think it's just pretty obvious that this is what's going on. So anyway, we've got all this stuff happening, and it's amazing to see how this is all playing out. And I'm looking at our own Red State Radio website. We got three websites: Red State Talk Radio, NewCaliforniaState.com, and of course NCS51 is also part of that .com, NCS51. And then we've got, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. So those are the websites you need to be concerned with. And I'm kind of perusing our stories that we have on Red State Talk Radio, which is some of them have been, we've already discussed and so on. Here's one. Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down Democrat governor's coronavirus lockdown. Shocking. Tony Evers, the Wisconsin State Supreme Court on Wednesday tossed out Democrat Governor Tony Evers' authoritarian coronavirus lockdown order in a 4-3 decision, ruling it unlawful and unenforceable. The High Court ruled Evers' administration overstepped its authority when it extended the coronavirus shutdown for another month without discussing it with the state. Okay. Here's another one. Samantha Power. She was the ambassador to the United Nations before Nikki Haley. Samantha Power has been caught lying under oath, testified she had no recollection of making unmasking requests related to General Flynn. I don't know where this one comes from, what the source is. It says Samantha Power, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, lied under oath to Congress about unmasking General Flynn. CBS News reporter Catherine Herridge on Wednesday obtained the list of Obama operatives who unmasked General Flynn and released it to the public. Names included former VP Joe Biden. Shocking. We go back to the Gateway Pundit. She's a freckled-faced loss. Uh-huh. Samantha. Looks a little Irish to me. Anyway, it says names included Biden, CIA Director John Brennan, Samantha Power, DNI Chief James Clapper, clap on, clap off, and James Comey, who's definitely clapped off. According to the new documents released, Samantha Power sought to unmask General Flynn 7 times. Now, I find that a little different, but 7 times is 7 times, right? Power's first request was dated November 30th, 2016, and her last unmasking request related to Flynn was dated January 11th, 2017. And here's the list. This is by way of Gateway Pundit, so we'll be posting this up. This came from Catherine Herridge. Now remember, she used to be with Fox News. I think she's one of the classiest of reporters out there right now. Her and Laura Logan. It's interesting, Laura Logan went from CBS to Fox, and Herridge went from Fox to CBS. I don't know. Do they barter? I don't know. But I think both of them are just class acts. I say that. It's very difficult to get a high praise from me for reporters. I just want to let you know that. I have very high standards for reporters at that level. You know, we know we're listened to. We get our audience. We understand that. But for these people to be doing the work that they're doing, it's just amazing to me. I mean, they're doing real work. They're doing, you know, they utilize stuff that we produce, or, you know, we get out there and then they pick up on it, or, you know, they do their own research. Shocking. Shocking. They're reporters doing their own research. This is very powerful stuff. This is the thing about these kind of reports, is that, you get the truth out. And sometimes you don't. I mean, sometimes you don't get what you think is going to come out. And that's why I say with a lot of these reports that we do here, don't jump into it with a preconceived notion. Now, sometimes it's kind of like obvious when you read it, like, wait a minute, are they really saying that? You know? But it doesn't mean that you can overreach. And when you find out the truth, don't report the truth. Now, that's what happens to these mainstream media, because money influences. Money is the currency for news stories with these folks. I'm talking about the mainstream media now. It says, in fact, Samantha Power sought to unmask Americans on a near daily basis. When pressed about this, Powers testified to Representative Trey Gowdy that not all of the unmasking requests were made in her name were directed by her. Will she use this excuse again now that she was caught making 7 unmasking requests related to General Flynn? So there's two things going on here. I think this is the salient point to all this. There's two things going on here. And the first one is the fact that she's made requests. She made these requests 7 times for Flynn. But the other part of the unmasking business is that she was unmasking on a daily basis other people. Okay, that's because she's the heaviest one she's the one who's used this unmasking business back in the day. And we're talking about that transition period, for the president, which was, from November, early November, wasn't the date, the 7th or something like that, November to when he was inaugurated in 2017 in January 20th. So this is my point to all of you. She was daily unmasking, even as I understand it, she was unmasking even to the date of when there was a the inauguration of the president, Donald J. Trump. Oh. So she's got some splaining to do, if you know what I mean, based upon this. And I'm looking at Greg Price. Samantha Power lied. Okay, this is a tweet from Greg Price. I have no idea who Greg Price is. Says Greg Price, this is from Ms. Powers. Yes, I have. No, this is her testimony. This is Mr. Schiff. And I just want to make clear that blah, blah, made was Ms. Power, his answer to her answer to Schiff was, yes, I have no recollection, Mr. Schiff. Okay, and I ask, and I take it you never did anyway with Mr. Flynn's name. I never have leaked classified information. Okay, that's the business. You know, I wish you guys would do these. Oh, here we go. All right, now we're getting the whole question, or the whole thing here. I'm running short of time here. This was the question from Schiff, and I don't know the date on this. What was the date? Come on. Mr. Schiff, and I just want to make clear that there's no indication that you ever made a request or that there were necessarily was even a report on the subject, but I did want to get you on the record on that, because at the end of the day, that's the sort of where this is coming from. Ms. Powers, yes, I have no recollection of making a request related to General Flynn. Gee, a question asked from Adam Schiff. The plot thickens and she lies. One liar to the next.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So all Hades is breaking loose now. Fred Holman, or Tolman, Adam Schiff should resign. This is okay. I'm switching a little too close for missiles, so I'm switching to guns now. Famous scene from. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in, 215-867-8255. We're going to be talking about New California here in a second, and we've got this is the main headline. Nixon posse rides again. No, that's what is that one? What song was that from? The Nixon posse comes riding in, lassos and lariats all over the place. Watergate is, oh no, this is back in the 70s. Says Watergate prosecutors seeking input in Flynn case include Dem donors and Trump critics. God, there's no bias there. Anyway, so we got that going on. Rand Paul on Flynn unmasking Biden committed devastating abuse of power. That's what Rand Paul says. Man, he's looking more like some guy out of the woods, you know. He's got a beard on. You know, he's got. Listen, you don't want to see my hairdo. I mean, I had a haircut in months. You know, I'm going to. Listen, back in the hippy dippy days when I had shoulder length hair, is it going to return that way? Am I going to have shoulder length hair? God forbid. You know, I might wear a wig, though, just to kind of wig everybody out. Oh, that was terrible, wasn't it? Devin Nunez on Obama officials unmasking request. What the hell were they doing? I'm biting on that one because it's Devin Nunez, one of the most popular guys on the planet right now, right? What's wrong with me? Listen, a lot of good things is wrong with me. That's what's wrong with me. So I think we got actually a comment from Devin Nunez that can appear here. And says, ranking member says, what the hell is going on? Joins Shannon Bream. Here we go. This is coming up right now. Here we go.
Plenty to unpack from tonight's top stories. Let's get right to it with Republican Congressman from California, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes. Good to have you back, sir.
Great to be with you, Shannon. Thank you.
All right. We got a lot to talk about, but let's start quickly with that race there in California's 25th district. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, who is the chair of the DCC, they are the ones trying to turn this back to a blue state this fall, says even the National Republican Congressional Committee admits Republicans are in trouble for November. We are confident that voters will reject Mike Garcia's attacks on their health care and the Democrats will retake this seat in November. Congressman, she says it is a short-term victory.
Well, that seat has traditionally been a Republican seat. We lost it last time, and this was after the Democrats in the state, with total control, mailed ballots to every single voter and actually started this ballot harvesting. So when we lost that seat, Republicans were afraid to ballot harvest. But now, even though we don't like it, we don't want to, but we are forced to have to ballot harvest because it's the only way to win. So as long as we have a robust ballot harvesting operation come November, and I hate saying that because it's illegal in 49 states, I think Mike Garcia is in a good shape to hold on to that seat because it's traditionally a Republican seat.
All right, what an election it's going to be this fall. Let's talk about a lot of the news that dropped today. This list of those who were a part
Here
of the Obama administration, some of them had worked across multiple administrations, but primarily Obama administration officials who were unmasking Americans. Now, critics of this, and there are plenty, point out that people don't know who they're unmasking when they know that there's an American on a phone call or in a document they want to know about. How would they have known it was Michael Flynn?
Well, I would ask a better question is, what the hell were they doing unmasking like this? So the only logical conclusion is, and it goes back to what I said in the early part of 2017 when I came out and made all of this public. I was attacked by the media. Instead of the media and the arm of the Democratic Party, instead of them asking me, hey, you know, where did you, you know, what do you think's wrong with this? What are the problems? Who did it? All they asked me is, where did you get this information from? Oh, my God, he's sharing information. Remember all of that? I don't know if you recall all that. I bet your viewers do. But what I was talking about there is I had seen a number of Trump transition officials that were appearing in reports and were being unmasked. So General Flynn is really just the tip of the iceberg. What it appears to me like what they were doing is a lot of them went wild after Trump won. They got poisoned with this Russia hoax. So you had, that's why you had an Obama ambassadors across the globe unmasking. All of them were just unmasking and then leaking out about anyone within the Trump campaign and the Trump transition team that they could. And you had the media who were taking those leaks. And remember, these are just intelligence products. They're not necessarily, when you look at an intelligence product, it doesn't mean that it's fact and it's classified. So the fact that they would be taking that information, unmasking whoever that was and leaking it to the press, it's a big problem. And, you know, General Flynn, you know, that was, as I said from the very beginning of all of this, the only crime I had ever seen was the unmasking and putting out the transcripts of General Flynn's name. There was never any Russian collusion. There was nothing to do with Russia. And, you know, when I came out and told everybody that, you know, largely this was ignored because, you know why?
Yeah, you took a lot of heat.
The media was in on this. The media was taking this information from the dossier and all this Russian nonsense. They had taken this all through 2016. And then when Hillary Clinton didn't win, they went crazy and used the intelligence services to their political advantage.
Well, and we know that there were people who leaked information and apparently have not paid a price for it, at least not, you know, we have been told that, you know, leaks were a terrible thing and that people should get cracked down on for that. And we know that it didn't always happen in these cases. So let me read you, though, something and get your, because you're talking about these leaks, about these dates. The Wall Street Journal editorial board talks about this. He says the McDonough, of course, he was chief of staff to President Obama. Unmasking took place January 5th, 2017, the day of the Oval Office meeting at which Mr. Flynn was discussed. Mr. Biden's unmasking request was made January 12th, 2017, the day the Washington Post reported on the Flynn-Russia conversation. Mr. Biden has some explaining to do. What do those dates mean to you? What's the connection?
Well, it goes back to kind of what I said at the beginning. What on earth were these high-ranking Obama officials doing unmasking these reports in the first place? You know, these are similar reports to, we get finished intelligence product reports in the Congress. You know, we have never requested to unmask any American, you know, at all. So why in the waning days of the Obama administration would they be doing this? I think there's only one logical conclusion. Joe Biden and his office and McDonough, they were all doing what the rest of them had been doing for the few months after the election. They were unmasking anyone and everyone so that they could leak information to a press that was willing to take that illegal information to build a fake, phony narrative to set up numerous people on the Trump team, not just General Flynn. Flynn paid a big price for it. Because he was put under investigation by the dirty cops at the FBI and the Clinton campaign in 2016.
Let me ask you really quickly, because we have to go. But if all of that is true and if people are found guilty in some way, whatever sense of the word you want to take that, of wrongdoing, yes or no, is anybody actually going to pay?
Well, the wrongdoing is very clear. Whoever gave those transcripts to the Post, to the article that you mentioned, and before that, there was another article by an opinion writer for the Post. Whoever gave that information and those transcripts, clearly that was illegal. That's why I said at the very time, that's the only law I ever saw that was actually broken. And it's amazing that we went through $40 million of Mueller and he didn't even find that. I don't know what the hell he was doing with the $40 million.
Well, you've been digging and you've been raising the red flags for more than a couple of years here. So we'll see where this goes from here.
Will there be prosecutions from this? Again, I know what you're thinking. Will there be prosecutions? I think there will be of sorts. We don't know what's going to happen down the line because there's a lot of people. We know with Samantha Power, she's lied under oath. It's pretty obvious. With Adam Schiff asking the questions. So we know what's happening there. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, State of the Future. We are happening. Boy, after a big day yesterday, we'll come back with that. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're perusing something here on, this is a fresh thing from, fresh report anyway. Just the headlines alone, I'm going to go through these headlines very, very quickly so you can see where things are going with all this. It says, Schumer's resolution calling for release of CDC's reopening has failed. Frustrated beauticians add to slew of lawsuits against Newsom. We'll get into that in a second. Judge appoints amicus curiae. We know about that in the Flynn case. Yellowstone Grant, they're going to open up. Grocery prices soar amid pandemic. I'm just telling you, that's coming. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The supply chain is in bad shape, and I got more news from that yesterday. We're going to get more news today And tomorrow we'll come back with what's going on with all the supply lines and all this other good stuff. Schumer's okay, so his guidelines fail. CDC's reopening guidelines fails in the Senate. Maryland governor says stay-at-home order will be lifted Friday evening. They're all starting to panic because of what's going on out here in California. People are pissed beyond all recognition. Is there a statement for that? Oh, this FUBAR. P-bar. You got to understand what FUBAR means, right? Biden campaign seeks to downplay Flynn unmasking. Shocking. Really? You think they're going to do that? McCabe contradicted Comey on reasons for FBI's contentious Flynn interview. Andrew, you need to call Jimmy and get your stories together and then go to the media. Together. No contradictions, please. Okay, says after Trump support, Republican Tom Tiffany wins Wisconsin's 7th district. Okay, so more good news on that end of it, right? Declassified records contradict testimony from top Obama official. And there's a picture of Samantha Power and her really, really, really good buddy, Barack Hussein Obama, at the time when he was president. Of course, they're omnipotent. They can do whatever they want to do, right? That's just the way it goes. You know, I'm just saying this is the way these things are happening around here, right? Just saying. Anyway, okay, I want to get back into it, see if I can find it first, get back into what's going on. Gosh darn it. Man, I'm telling you, I am just getting slammed. I mean, I guess it's a good thing. We're getting slammed with emails. And, of course, everybody's all of a sudden finding out about New California. Shocking. Shocking. Finding out about New California. What the heck? Bonanza. Well, you know, I think I got something going on here. Yeah, what time was that sent? Anyway, where is it? Come on. I'm sorry, but I had to. Oh, okay. Here we go. We're going to go down here to this one. Let's see. Elon Musk could save billions in taxes if Tesla moves headquarters to Texas or Nevada. Okay. This is a story that's very relevant, and it's one of the reasons why we jumped out there yesterday and had in several locations, Santa Barbara, Orange County, Newport Beach, Rockland, and in Fremont, California, four places, and I think we had one going on. It was put out at the last minute, and I'm just absolutely so proud of the New California State Movement. We reacted with hundreds of people going out to the showrooms to support Tesla and to support Elon Musk in the face of, you know, we don't want him to leave. We do not want him to leave. And in a minute, I'll break some news for you so that you can figure out what's going on here with the New California State Movement. And this was an article that came out. Where did this come out from? This was on the 11th. So this is one of the things that was helping to prompt CNBC, right? I think I read this too, but maybe not. Key points, this is by Robert Frank of CNBC. Elon Musk could save billions in taxes if Tesla moves headquarters to Nevada or Texas. Elon Musk tweeted threats over the weekend, this last weekend, that he would move Tesla's headquarters to Nevada or Texas. Musk have been wanting to restart Tesla's operations despite still rising cases of coronavirus. Okay, this is just ridiculous what they're talking about. This rising cases. That's just a bunch of crap. Anyway, Musk could save billions of dollars in taxes over time if he moves his company and his home to Nevada, according to tax consultants. Elon Musk could save billions of dollars in taxes over time if he moves his company. Musk, who is embroiled in a battle with the state of California and Alameda County over his efforts to open Tesla's factory, tweeted threats over the weekend that he would move the company to Nevada, Texas. This is the final straw, Musk tweeted. Tesla will move its headquarters and future programs to Texas and Nevada immediately. If Musk moved his primary residence from California, which has the highest income tax rate in the country, he could save hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, in income taxes in the years coming. There are no signs that personal taxes factor into Musk's decision regarding the best future location of his electric car maker. Or company. Tesla didn't immediately respond to a request for a comment, but accountants California's rich say that Musk would join the growing list of wealthy residents moving to Texas and Nevada to avoid California's famously high income tax rates. if I were a betting man, I would say the odds are the taxes are a consideration, said Daniel Morris, a certified public accountant and senior partner at Morris D. D'Angelo in San Jose, who works with a number of wealthy tech executives. How could it be? How could it not be? He says. Musk's tax rates have taken on new importance because of his latest compensation program. The package awarded in 2018 gives him tranches of stock options based upon the company hitting certain operating and marketing value goals. According to Tesla's filings, the package could net him a total of $55 billion over time if the company meets a series of targets. The first tranche was triggered last week but not yet officially awarded and would be worth more than $780 million in profits for Musk. He would pay income taxes on the profits from stock options when he exercises the options. California imposes an income tax of 13.3% on the highest earners. So if Musk exercised the options while he was a California resident, he would pay $104 million in taxes. And if he waits until he moves to Texas or Nevada, he would owe no state income tax on the sale, effectively saving $104 million. If Tesla meets all the targets set out by the compensation plan and Musk moves to Nevada or Texas, he would save more than $7 billion in state taxes. Some of the targets must meet in the plan are tied to the company's market capitalization. Tesla shares have soared nearly 240% over the past year. And 94% of the start of the year to put the stock's market value over $150 billion. Okay, now listen. We set up a protest against the state of California because they're targeting Musk and will not let him go back to work. And so it worked. We had four places statewide in which we went out, rolled out people, hundreds of people, to put signs up and say, no, do not leave California. Why? Because we're New California is coming to you. We're going to have a tax structure that will beat Texas and Nevada in New California. See, we can do this. And we can retain people like Musk. And I stood there yesterday at headquarters in Tesla. And behind me, over my shoulder, was the ridgeline, the demarcation, the borderline for New California and Old California. And standing in Fremont, we're in Old California. And that ridgeline, you know what? That ridgeline is about 10 miles away. We dip into Old California and take Fremont whole. We've got Tesla, all lock, stock, and barrel of Tesla in New California. And Musk saves $104 million right up front. And the company is preserved in a tax-friendly state called New California. That's my proposal right now, right here on the air with everybody. We're putting it out there for Mr. Musk to consider. Stay, support New California, and you get the tax break. That's the way it's done. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, so we've got the dictator Gavin Newsom. Oh, we're unraveling some things. Where California is going to start opening up and all this stuff. But in the meantime, the grief that he has stricken upon everybody is a dictator, right? interesting. This is the GV Wire. Listen to this: Defiant Waffle Shop owner unsure if he'll be open on Tuesday, which was yesterday, 2 days ago. Facing the possibility of a $10,000 fine, waffle shop owner Amir Ibrahim is unsure whether he will reopen in northwest Fresno Tuesday. He says, I'll determine on my own future, he put it in Facebook page, once I determine that. Okay, I'm going to go to his Facebook page and see what he says and where he's at right now. This was a big incident down there. We reported on this where they marched out. This is a very popular waffle shop down there. I have not eaten there, but we do have many new Californians who listen right now, and they go down there, right, Marlo? Just started throwing. She's like, ah, he said my name out of the air. 9 hours ago, this is what we have. Apparently, it says this is Arias Fresno City Council lying about the incident that took place. Just watch the real. Okay, this is another thing that played into this. Or Ben Berquam, who was yesterday at our rally. Was pushed around by the Fresno City Councilman. Anyway, and then this is coming from Ibrahim. This is another story that came about this. So the waffle shop thing opens up, and they frog march these two elderly people out. The police do. Bad move by the police, by the way, because they were closing it all down for health reasons, and they're complying with the governor and all this other crap going on, right? So this is the backdrop to the story about the waffle shop country cooking. So this is the other story that comes up with this. It says, and this is his Facebook thing, this Amar Ibrahim, and I'll post this up. It says, this is Miguel Arias, Fresno Arias. No, really, this is Miguel Arias, city councilman, lying about the incident that took place. Just watch the real live video on Ben Berkholm's page. No one tried breaking in. Anyway, so this guy's a city councilman. He lives in an apartment in the district in Fresno, but he has a real house outside of Fresno, right? So he's one of those kind of guys who's, anyway. So it says, the Fresno Bee, this is the article in the Fresno Bee. city councilman cited after confrontation. Uh-oh. And this was with Ben Berkwamp. I'm going to the city. I'm going to the thing here. Do they have it? They don't. Oh, come on. Come on. Don't do this kind of stuff to me, please. I'm sorry, but they did it anyway. So the article is about this guy, and are we getting the article? Are we getting the article? Are we getting something else? I don't know why they're doing all this stuff with Facebook. They make it ever difficult to report things. Thank you, Facebook. Anyway, so Ben Berkwamp has this incident. He goes up to this guy's apartment, right? It's an apartment that they don't think anybody's there. So they go up there. They knock on the door. Ben does. And all of a sudden, this guy comes out and attacks Ben. He attacks him. Knocks the phone out of his hand. I mean, he attacks him. Absolutely attacks him. So as long as this story starts to unravel, all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, the city councilman starts to tell the police something different. Well, what happens, though, they show the video of what Ben was videotaping, and other people that were watching the whole incident shows this guy being a punk. Almost at the point of beating down Ben Berkwamp, throwing him downstairs and so on. So there's three charges that have been filed against this guy. Citizens' arrests had to be made, but three charges were made against him. And now the Fresno Bee is reporting this guy's in trouble, real trouble with the law. Says and so he comes up with the story that they were trying to break in the house. Well, the video doesn't show that. So he goes and says, just watch the real live video from Ben Berkwamp page. No one tried breaking in. It was a knock on the door, and he answered willingly. He didn't have to. If he lied about how it happened, seriously, what else does he lie about? This is, again, the guy with the restaurant, right? I'm going to go to Ben Berkwamp. We'll see if we got the videotape. We can at least hear the sound of it right here. And what's going on? See if he's got the Guillermo Moreno show. We got that. Okay, come on. USA, looks like ASU. Come on. Where is it? We went to Defy. Let's see. This is Espinosa. Valerie Espinosa, 90. Oh, Valerie's on here. This is the 14th. So, okay, come on. Where is it? California coronavirus update. And we don't want that. Ben Berkwamp. Okay, this is, I think, Ben Berkwamp. Where is he here? He's at a store. No, this isn't it. This is the waffle shop incident. Be there. Be close to the situation. Okay, that's frontline Ben Berkwamp. But he doesn't seem to have this up here. I wonder if he doesn't have it up here. If the reason is for legal reasons, that's the only thing I can think of. That's what I'm looking. I'm kind of strutting my stuff through here. This is some of the stuff he's got going on here.
That's why to support Elon Musk standing up again.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not going to be able to get that. So the story is, though, is that this guy is being charged now, the city councilman, who's one of the biggest problems that they have there in Fresno. And, of course, it's because of Ben, bad boy Ben, right, with Frontline. Ben did, and trust me, the video shows that Ben did nothing. He didn't deserve it. The guy just starts pushing him around and wants to shove him down the stairs and the whole nine yards. And all along, you got people downstairs videotaping this. I mean, you got about five or six different angles going on already, you know. And so that's the part of the problem. That is part of the problem. Anyway, I talked to Ben yesterday. He was at our rally, and he was very, very professional. Haven't seen what kind of thing he's got going on there. 22 hours ago, that was Frontline America, KMJ. Okay, anyway, so this whole thing is blowing up in Fresno with this Waffle House, gotten out of control. And guess what? They're saying, oh, wait a minute, shockingly, maybe we did do a little bit too much on the overbearance side in forcing the governor's edicts, if you will. By the way, the governor has backed off. He's backed off the counties that he was trying to really put the thumb screws on here in Northern California. Huh, I wonder why. And now all of a sudden, there seems to be new light coming into the dark tunnel. I think Agenda 21 Radio, I think New California State had a lot to do with it. It seems that when we put pressure on that we were going to rally in front of Tesla, guess what? Alameda County? We can't have that. You, Mr. Musk, you do what you want. The timing was sublime. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're trying to get this business going on here with Ben Burkholm, the sound and everything all worked out with it. We're getting, I don't know why we're getting some of these conflicting statements and things, but, you know, I don't know what.
If you guys were watching, you saw some of the insanity that happened. So just first off, why we were at Council President Arias's apartment. The story was, and what I'd been told was that was actually a fake residence, that he just simply used it to run for office.
Ah, here we go.
And that he actually didn't live there. So we were actually planning, there were some business owners that had contacted me. They wanted to go to actually his other residence in Fig Garden and deliver their citations and then ultimately end up and go meet with Mayor Lee Brand, and deliver their grievances, because city council's closed down now, city hall's closed down now. They felt that there was no other way to...
We're going
to
get more into that story. That particular part of the story, you notice, and said all these city government and officials are all gone. Shocking. For months, they're not there. They're letting the unelected officials run everything, right? Right, that's work. How's that working out? Okay, on the ground, got feelers out. This is on the ground in Assembly or House District, Congressional District 25. My source says, was told final count on mail-in ballots will be certified tomorrow. We're talking about the Garcia-Smith race. Fingers still crossed. No one shows up with a truckload of ballots. That's called ballot harvesting. Hello, right? It could happen. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to keep you up to date on that. And also, Ben Burkbaum will probably see about getting Ben on the show maybe tomorrow and see what he has to say. Anyway, thanks for listening. And remember, Agenda21Radio.news, NewCaliforniaState.com, NCS51.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.